Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
8 minutes it is, past 5 o'clock. Professor Musa Moshabela joins us on the line now from the University of KwaZulu-Natal, Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor for Research and Innovation. Musa, very good morning and welcome back to the show.
Good morning to you, Africa, and to the listeners. Thank you for inviting me.
It's an offshoot that's causing a concern in the United Kingdom, where the health secretary had to brief the nation for the first time, I think, in more than a month, saying that there's a plan C that is being considered. The health secretary predicting that the new COVID infections could hit 100,000 a day, which is a staggering number. The good news, of course, is that the United Kingdom is mostly vaccinated. The bad news for us is that we are not. Yes, we are off the red list of the United Kingdom, which means this offshoot of the Delta variant could very well make its way to South Africa. What do we know about it, Musa?
Yeah, you made a very good summary, Africa, of the current situation and the potential risk for us. But I think what's important to know about the variant overall, you are correct that it's happening in the context of very high levels of infections in the United Kingdom. At the moment, more than 620 per million. And this is a huge number, you know, one of the highest in the world, together with Singapore and so forth. And the concern here is that in as much as it's not causing a lot of, these infections are not causing a lot of devastation, given the high levels of vaccination in the UK. They did sometime in July release many of their restrictions. So infections are really spreading a lot easier. What we know at the moment is that because they've been sequencing all the different variants that they've detected that this variant A142, which is a descendant of a variant called AY4, in itself, you know, descended from the family of the Delta variant. This one, they call it for now Delta Plus. But essentially what we know is that we have seen that the Delta variant has basically mutated a little bit more. There are two mutations that they have picked up, the Y145H and A222V. Those two mutations, essentially what they do, they seem to enable the new variant to bind better when they get into a body. And we don't yet have any other evidence of mutations that perhaps, for example, some mutations make it to be resistant to vaccines or to escape immunity. We don't have that evidence yet. And also what we know that is that you know, it's circulating at high levels, increasing levels steadily since July. Now it's up to about 9%. It's not yet at 10%, but it's closely approaching 10%. And if it reaches 20%, it will automatically be classified as a variant of interest. It's not yet classified at this point.
So the reason why the World Health Organization has not declared it a variant of interest or concern for that matter is purely because of the percentage of the population infected that it is obviously infecting.
Yes. So at the moment, the levels are concerning because the trend is going up, but it's not high enough for it to be classified as a variant of concern. And it's largely found in the UK. There have been a few cases that have been detected in other parts of the world, about 7 cases in the US, some cases in Canada, some cases in New Zealand, and more recently they detected a case in Israel that came from Moldova. So it is you know, being detected in different parts of the world, and that will also, the extent of its spread throughout the world will also essentially catch the attention of the WHO, because now it means that everyone has to watch it. But also the levels at which it's sort of replacing the prevailing variant, that is another measure that will be used. And also depending on what mutations, these mutations that they've detected now are not mutations that we have seen before, mutations of concern, except scientists, genomic scientists are predicting that it may be a little bit, about 10% more than the Delta, more transmissible than the Delta variant. And they don't think that that 10% would affect, you know, that number, that R number that we often look at. So at the moment, the Delta would, 1% with Delta infection may infect on average about 5 to 8 people. They don't think that it will significantly affect that. But they're still kind of doing a lot of research. At the moment, calls, I think, are really out for a lot of studies to detect it, but to also understand it, to sequence it more and see if there are other mutations that may give it the combination that could make it fit and problematic for the world.
And it's important to note that viruses mutate all the time. And as you said, this Delta Plus variant seems to be able to bind itself better, which really is a survival advantage that it's created for itself, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the fact that this is being announced publicly, it does not mean that, you know, there are no other variants that are being picked up. They pick them up, but they are not significant. So, but the moment they see a worrying trend, then they announce so that everyone else can be alert and start to sequence for all of these and be on high alert. And so that's, at the moment, it's really a surveillance issue. But you are absolutely right that what we do want to look at is the combination of mutations that can give it an advantage whereby it may end up becoming a little bit more fit than the prevailing variant and then begin to replace or dominate. That's really what we are looking for.
As we indicated earlier, it's primarily playing itself out in countries that have high levels of vaccination. I'm not sure what Singapore's status is. We don't have enough data yet as to how fatal it is. So if you, you know, it's more transmissible, no doubt. It's built into itself better ways of survival, no doubt. But will it kill us? We don't have that data yet, do we?
No. Yeah, no, we don't. And as you're correct to say that when we classify variants into, so for example, variants of concern, those categories would include the extent to which it's transmissible. They would include the extent to which it can escape immunity. And they would also include the extent to which it can cause more severe disease. And so we don't have that information. With the combination of mutations that we've seen, we haven't seen that. There has not been a lot of variants that have been very successful in causing more severe disease. Delta itself was actually a little was more transmissible. You know, it affected us by overwhelming countries and overwhelming health systems, but there was no evidence that in itself it caused more disease. But it does not mean that we cannot have a descendant of this variant that may be more problematic in terms of causing more severe disease. It will just depend, as we said, on the combination of those mutations that are being picked up. Yeah.
Your university does extremely wonderful and important work around genome sequencing. We have not picked it up in South Africa yet, have we?
No, at the moment we have not received any reports of A142 yet. You'll remember that we were watching C12 a few months ago just to see if C12 will dominate. So we're still watching that. But given the fact that it's been flagged, we will probably get data in the next few weeks on South Africa as to whether there's anything that's been picked up or not. And if it's circulating, the extent to which it's circulating. But you made a point earlier, Africa, that because we are now allowing travel between South Africa and the UK, then, you know, we might end up having infections that are, you know, moving between the two countries, and we may end up having it in South Africa. You know, it can be seeded in South Africa, and we may pick it up. So that is something that for us is definitely a very likely reality. And in fact, given the fact that people have already been coming to South Africa, and a lot of people have been coming to South Africa from the UK, it is possible that it could get seeded. So we have to be on high alert.
Indeed. Professor Musa Moshabela, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor of Research in Innovation at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, reflecting, of course, on the offshoot of the Delta variant that is primarily identified in the United Kingdom and parts of Singapore. We don't have any evidence of it in South Africa yet. It is not yet a variant of concern, nor a variant of interest, but it is certainly a variant that we need to pay attention to, given the amount of traveling we're anticipating between the United Kingdom and South Africa.